Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Denim Yah. Yes, your host, Denim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, indeed, very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you. Yes, to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, to speak these very precious words, which the Most High has granted me, indeed, for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I have for Him some very important, I said some very important things for Him to do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He told me that I indeed would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that without question, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. I said, everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, they could to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, those of us who know the promise of the scripture, yes, indeed. Those of us who know the promise of the scripture know that without question, the Most High sent His Spirit, and there's a very powerful attribute of the Spirit that the scriptures declare to us we must consider. The scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, rebukes all sin. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, and brings all things, yes, all things to remembrance. But my brothers and sisters, I have to ask the question, how many have considered, my brothers and sisters, why it is that the scriptures declare, I said that the scriptures declare that the Holy Spirit brings all things. I said the Holy Spirit must, in fact, bring all things to remembrance. My brothers and sisters, it is because, I repeat, it is because the Most High has not changed. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The Most High has not changed. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He offers His Spirit to mankind. Why? That men might remember, my brothers and sisters. Hey, that men might remember all that the Most High declared from the beginning. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? From the very beginning to eternity, what is His everlasting will and purpose for His people. But the question that must be asked, my brothers and sisters, when we start talking about things like having to look back, I said having to look back beyond all the layering of so much diversity that is being taught among the nations. When we start talking about my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, turning back all the layers of misconceit, all the layers of man's rejection against what was told of old. When we start talking about my brothers and sisters, looking past the veil and the covering of misconceits, that has blinded all the nations from discerning the fact. In fact, blinded all nations not to discern the fact that the very fact that there are so many different nations and denominations in this world is evidence, my brothers and sisters, of a man's intense fall. I said intense fall away from, far away from, the pure and perfect will of the One Most High. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Give it consideration. It must be understood. Did you hear me? That Messiah is called the Word that is from the beginning. Scripture says He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Shall we say then, my brothers and my sisters, shall we say then that what has been the result of man speaking so many illusions, did you hear me? That the result of man speaking so many illusions, misconceits and lies, layerings against the truth. Dare men say that this, my brothers and sisters, all these divisions are the result of man being true to what Yah decreed from the beginning? I think it's time, my brothers and sisters, that we realize that it is lawful for mankind after the Spirit that restores all things, that we indeed seek not to be blinded. I said seek not to be blinded by the mass of differences. I said the mass of differences, my brothers and sisters. The mass of divide and conquer tactics. I said the mass of divide and conquer tactics, which have acted against man discerning. I said it, which have acted against man discerning the reality. Scripture says Messiah comes in Isaiah 25. In Isaiah 25, it is written that Messiah comes to cast aside the veil. How about the veil of deceits? The illusions that have blinded the minds of all the nations. That's what's prophesied, my brothers and sisters, must come to pass in these latter days. The scriptures declare, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, they do. The Messiah, when he appears, will not judge after what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear. Then let us consider what this means. It means that the status quo ideals, I said, the status quo set of ideals that are common to most imagining, common to most people's perception, is not the standard by which the Most High should judge his people. In other words, what I'm telling you, there are many who walk around saying, well, this is 2013. This is America. Our brothers and sisters, did America declare to the Most High the pattern after which he has purposed mankind from the beginning? Has man made the grave mistake of flipping things around as if the precepts of men have greater impetus or importance than what's Yah from the beginning has declared? I can talk to you about scriptures like those that, Isaiah, in the 48th chapter, that say things like, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Messiah, the kind of word as it is from the beginning. Well, scriptures that say things like, I knew in advance that you would lie. But he also declared that he will for a moment defer his anger. How about his anger, my brothers and sisters, at a humanity that has misrepresented the truth? And he said he would not give his glory to another. He would not give his glory, he would not give his name to any misimagining, my brothers and sisters, after the deviant ideals of worldly orientation. In other words, what I mean by this is that when the scriptures say you must be born again, it means you must discern again the remembrance of what Yah decreed from the beginning, because it means that what men have perceived and dared to call wise, did you hear me? What men have perceived and dared to call wise after present orientation has not been consideration of all the Most High from the beginning as declared. And the result of this, my brothers and sisters, is man still in bondage to so many forms of divide and conquer tactics that have created so many different nations and so many different denominations. My brothers and sisters, that man only in his pride says of himself, he discerns which is which. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies actually say that in the last day, it is Messiah himself who must appear, the Savior, the Anointed One, that must appear for the express purpose that men discern between those who speak the truth and those who speak the lie. Between those who serve Yah, true to all that he has declared from the beginning, and those who will not. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures declare to us, if we are humble enough to receive it, that Messiah comes to preach the gospel, that word that is not of the kingdoms of this earth, to those who are meek, humble enough to realize that quite frankly, none of these multitude of denominations, none of these multitude of nations, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, whatever men have walked upon any manner of faulty, fallen, or lesser standard than what the Most High has been from the beginning intended, my brothers and sisters, all these foundations being faulty, if man had only kept and preserved what the Most High declared from the beginning, these would not have existed. So we need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Dare we say what we want to call lawful is before the Most High exalted when it doesn't bring forth peace or one common understanding? Is it the law of Yah, my brothers and sisters? Is it really the law of Yah that men have kept? Is it truly the word of the Savior that men have upheld? When you talk about 45,000 denominations, the gospel, my brothers and sisters, went forth. The scripture says, go forth and preach this pure and perfect word. Go forth and teach all things to all the nations, baptizing them, purging them, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to do everything that he declared. That means, my brothers and sisters, the word of one was to override all the misconceits already among the nations, the mysteries of iniquity, the systems that in that the authorities claim to be utmost wise across many nations. Many never discern the need to transcend them all. There's a reason why Messiah said, in effect, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. He said, your righteousness must exceed then, my brothers and sisters, that of all the rulers of all the nations. Because quite frankly, those who know the prophecy said Messiah will come to reprove them all the priests, all the rulers, political, social, religious, cultural. Doesn't make any difference. Because the scripture says he must come to reprove them all, that men finally be free to discern what the Most High declares from the beginning. Dare we believe that what has been taught among the multitude of churches is the gospel, when the gospel was to reprove all the nation, that men might discern the will of one? How many understand that Messiah came, according to all that is prophetically written of old, to eradicate every misrepresentation, even wherever men have called upon his name, but according to their own vanities, rather than being true to a call from Yah himself? Did you hear me? Is that one of the biggest secrets in the Bible? Many say they call upon the name of the Most High. Hey, according to the orientation they've learned from men, will the Most High, my brothers and sisters, capitulate and compromise his nature? After 45,000 denominations and who knows how many subsets of beliefs and people who are still yet immature in the midst of them all, do people really believe they just call upon his name and the Most High just accept whatever people decree, declare, believe? No, brothers and sisters, the scripture says, Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What does that mean? That means that a whole lot of folks were not subject to his discipline. That whoever believed in him, I didn't say the multitude of different fakers and charlatans out here, that those who believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Did he say that anyone who falls victim to those who misrepresent his word to enter his kingdom? What do you think he meant? In Matthew 5, it says, think not that I had come to destroy or to abolish or disregard or dishonor in any way the law of the prophets. To dishonor, disregard any part of the law of the prophets is to misrepresent him. And he says, you fall victim to anyone who misrepresents him, i.e., also the law of the prophets, the words which he gave to all the prophets, as a law to be remembered forever. Oh, yes. The scripture said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that is in them, that was in them in 1 Peter 1:10 through 11. The scripture says all the ancient Israel, when they came out from Egypt under Moshe, so they all followed the same rock, and that rock was Messiah. 1 Corinthians 10. Hebrews 3rd. Call Moshe again one faithful, even under Messiah himself. How many of us then, my brothers and sisters, have to realize, if we are reasonable, that the scriptures are ultimately saying that if any man fall victim to those who misrepresent the Messiah in any way, they shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, because he's frankly going to well, a lot of people talk about their personal relationship. Well, scripture says that he's going to say to a lot of people, keep away from me, I never knew you. It means, my brothers and sisters, that you listen to people who, not functioning after the fullness of the Spirit, would not teach you everything the Holy Spirit would reveal. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture didn't say that everyone would attain to that high revelation. It said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I'll reveal myself. What about those who never had a foundation, called upon the holy name, never considering one time that the Most High might know them, know more than their pastors and rulers and social orientation? Who so often, my brothers and sisters, having been politically, socially, or nationally set in allegiance, they never realized that the kingdom of Yah is something greater. Messiah said anybody who falls victim to those who misrepresent him, taking away from you the law and the prophets, which he spoke, he said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, what position that puts most people among the churches today? How many after the power of the Spirit have really sought to consider all things said by the prophets of old, like the scripture says Messiah will call attention to, in Acts 3:18-23. There we believe, my brothers and sisters, that what we hear in so many diversitudes among the nations is the gospel, when the gospel was to expose all the unrighteousness that all follow the will of one. There we believe that men just reading the word, getting all these multitude interpretations, is the law of the Most High, when men still have so much disagreement, contention, debate, and doubt as to what is the meaning of the scripture. Do people really believe that that has been a matter of following the Holy Spirit? And that's been a matter of keeping the law simply because men set aside a Shabbat, the seventh day, but still don't seek to teach everything that's supposed to be taught in it? Who set aside a Shabbat, but still will not issue forth the fullness of reproof in preparation for the Son of Man, who reproves according to all the Most High has spoken from the beginning? My brothers and sisters, you think it's lawful, righteous, just in any way? I know somebody said you got to give the people what you want. I heard a lot of pastors say, hey, but the people don't want the truth. I've had a lot of pastors tell me that. But the people don't want the truth. They're not ready for the truth, they say. And they have no intent to try to help you get ready. And they say, hey, if the people are willing to buy the half-truths and lies that they speak, I've had a lot of pastors point blank tell me, hey, they're willing to sell it. I had one priest even look at his collar, point to his collar, and point blank tell me, yes, all a farce. He said, I see you really looking for the truth, so I'm not going to try to pull my game on you. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'd already read Isaiah 59. It says, Messiah, when he appears because the Most High saw that there was no one to intercess and no one to help. No minister, my brothers and sisters, whose word was true to the full healing unto the Most High that is intended. Who's willing to hear it? My brothers and sisters, there we believe that we hear is the gospel when it is so many ways tainted after the kingdom of this world. Do we believe it's the law of the Most High? When men only hear words learned by rote but miss the vision? You need to read Isaiah 29:8-16 and see what it has to say about it. We collectively have the words of the law but differ in that we lack accurate discerning vision as to what from on high the everlasting meaning and spiritual intent and goal and even divine foundation. Have you ever stopped to consider, my brothers and sisters, we lack that perpetuity, that firmity? It is double-mindedness and not the law of the Most High that declares that he is one. I think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says that 1 Corinthians 3, if there's strife and division, we are functioning as worldly, carnal men, not as spiritual. Who's willing to hear it? Do you really believe that Israel should be called the light of the world after maintaining all its contentions? Who when Messiah comes, as he said per se in that day, only begotten Son, the only one, my brothers and sisters, who, according to Isaiah 50, could dare to say and be true about it in all things, that morning by morning, as the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching and he has not turned back the rebellious way, that he may be able to declare a word to the weary. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, who proves the rulers foolish, makes sackcloth their covering, who dries up all the constraints of all the nations that men might, across the nations, might realize righteousness, that they might come to him and peace be glorified in the earth. My brothers and sisters, there remains strife and division because not because we function fully after the Spirit that will eradicate all these divisions. Hey, Holy Spirit rebukes all sin, rebukes all the divisions wrought of a lack of understanding. But who's willing, my brothers and sisters, to see divine sovereignty beyond all these differences? Realize that even false prophets are ready to quote Scripture, but that does not mean that all speak with reverence and reference to everything and all that is purely the sure, perfect, galvanizing vision that was perceived by the ancient prophets. As it is written, my brothers and sisters, this peace, this ultimate unison, this atonement, the salvation of one, salvation under the will of one, is not after a multitude of conceits, works, ideals that men have called wise. It's not after the flesh, not after the short-sightedness of, I should say, so many, so greedy that they cannot understand beyond themselves what indeed unto Yah's covenant. But it's a result, my brothers and sisters, of man having a direct call from the Most High and being faithful unto it. Most High said, if you love me, keep, preserve, maintain, defend his commandments, his contents, the right understanding, the foundation of the right understanding of his covenant restored. He said he would reveal himself. How many of my brothers and sisters have been faithful to grow steadily and not be halted in their growth after any of the faulty foundations of this world? Because, quite frankly, I tell you, I know what the Most High told me. He told me from the very beginning, if I could look at all these contradictions and believe that these were a result of his spirit, I couldn't be a disciple unto him. He told me from the very beginning, if I listened to men rather than him, somebody would make a fool out of me. He told me from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. For he told me, my brothers and sisters, what people think they know, not giving all things consideration, is not wisdom at all. One of the earliest definitions of a fool was believing that one knew everything he needed to know after hearing only from men. My brothers and sisters, what the Most High was telling me, point blank, is that beyond all else, I must hear him. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, do you really believe across 45,000 denominations, so many partial and perverse in so many ways that you're going to attain unto righteousness without realizing the need to seek beyond all these misconceits? If the Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that ultimately of your leaders, what makes you think he's going to justify and say that just to say that any one of them before him is to be counted fully righteous without hearing the greater word that he has yet to reveal? I can tell you right now, I don't see yet, and I've been looking, believe me, looking hard, and I don't see yet not even one so-called pastor or minister that's willing to, even if he sought to declare openly all things that I know, quite frankly, must be spoken aloud. If our people are going to see past the cages of misconceit and darkness, confusion, that so long has blinded our people. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now that long before men spoke such titles as, this title is anglicized after Latinizing title, Jesus Christ. Long before men even declared the title Yeshua HaMashiach, my brothers and sisters, there were earlier titles by which men knew the purpose for which the Mashiach, the Savior, is sent. All the way back in Genesis, my brothers and sisters, it was prophesied about one that in effect was called the snakehead crusher, who would crush the head of the snake. The fork-tongued dragon, if you will. But how many understand, my brothers and sisters, such titles as Ophiuchus, titles like Seosyant, my brothers and sisters, titles like, and I don't mean Islam, Mahdi, awaited one, righteous one like the rising sun that casts out the darkness and reveals the light the world would obscure, like a new dawn, day spring from on high, sunrise, angel from the rising sun, king of the east, Lord, our righteousness. How many of my brothers and sisters understand what all the prophecies say about the one who carried those titles, understanding what Messiah ultimately must do to bring an end to all these confusions among us? That Israel finally speak no lies, no divergent doctrines, speak and do no iniquity. In other words, all their sense of conscience is equitable, nothing tainted after the misconceits of men. Who, my brothers and sisters, understands the concept of Messiah, that he will by no means justify any inequity? He will no means justify any of the misconceits wrought of man only discerning what has been taught to him in this age. What did I say, my brothers and sisters? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, bring all things to remembrance. He said we must comprehend with all the saints what is the height, depth, and breadth of understanding. That all, my brothers and sisters, be on the same page when comes the time of the resurrection. He said he must restore the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, if all you know is what men have told you in this age of so much forgetfulness, my brothers and sisters, there's so much still yet to be learned. My brothers and sisters, there's so much yet to be learned that I can only tell you that there really should be a recognition, re-recognition of the meaning of the scriptures that says they who wait for the Most High, even that righteous one, he says, like the rising sun, that men may renew their strength. If you look at Isaiah 40 through 41, the scriptures relate to someone who will put an end to all the contention, the warfare, our stains of misconceit after having been scattered among the nations. We will count whole nations as if there were nothing, that he might free his people. One scripture says he'll make a full end of all nations that have scattered his people. Scripture says he'll reprove all the kings, reprove all the priests. That's what's said in Isaiah 41. That's what's said in Malachi 3. Hey, Revelation talks about the idea that all the kings be gathered together and all their misconceits, and he will expose the nakedness, the short-sightedness, the pretenses of them all. Over and over again, the scripture says he will destroy the covering of the misconceits that over all the nations. He said, let no one hide his iniquity in his garment, in his robe, at Malachi 2:16. Cast aside the veil that's over all the nations to eradicate every lie, to bring forth peace, and then might rejoice in his salvation, wiping away all tears from off all eyes. After confusion is no more, it says. In Isaiah 25, why didn't they tell you about that city of confusion from whence he arises? Zephaniah 3 talks about it. Revelation, quite frankly, talks about a city's destruction if you really understand it. 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17. It's the same scenario. Hey, a lot of prophecies talk about Messiah coming out of a city so confused it wouldn't discern him, that men might finally realize they need to look beyond what their leaders have told them, that they might comprehend. But they didn't tell you about this, and you need to ask the question, why? My brothers and sisters, truly you do. On my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article called Secret City Prophecies. I'm telling you now, you need it. Don't sit back and dare to say that because this generation has forgotten, or so many have been persecuted unto forgetting these things, that you don't need it. Most High is still going to bring to bear everything that he said. Isaiah 55 talks about asking for Messiah coming forth and asking his people, why do you spend money for that which is not bread? In other words, they didn't teach you anything. He said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, my ways are not like your ways. Therefore, seek me while I am near, he says. He said then, my brothers and sisters, that your ways should have been like his, but they were like somebody else's because you were deceived by folks who never upheld the whole word. He talks about Jew and Gentile, talking about keeping the Shabbat, and Shabbat is unto a complete knowledge of his will, and is to be preserved and wisdom must be preserved, huh, across all nations, my brothers and sisters, even throughout all the ages. Why don't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, scriptures say in Isaiah 56, it's going to be discerned that all the leaders, do I understand it again? All, it repeats it again and again, have been in so many ways blinded by greed and selfish ambition to such a dimension, my brothers and sisters, that there's so much truth that they would not perceive in terms of what is a covenant, unwilling to recognize that it's the righteous man who escapes the wrath that is to come, meaning that wherever men have not sought the fullness of divine will, my brothers and sisters, the hearts will be discerned as unwilling and therefore unstable and not ready to attain the kingdom of Yah. All these scriptures are saying it again and again. He's going to reprove whatever it is men have trusted in other ruling other kings. How is it that men have not discerned that by faith we must transcend them all? I mean, exceed an entire world race consciousness. To return, my brothers and sisters, in mind and heart to what the Most High said from the beginning, must be a mutual consensus with regard to His will. The law of the Most High, the gospel of the Most High, by the grace and the spirit of the Most High, does not leave a people contentious and unable to comprehend. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that spirit is only those who have a reasoning heart. What does that say about those who once they are so proud in what they think they know, that they won't seek anything more? Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that such as this shall attain? Hey, the scriptures make it very plain. For anyone who is truly, truly, truly reasoning, you know that beyond all that you know, you need to know so much more. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture says man's going to find out in the last days that he lacked the foundation with which to begin to comprehend much at all. For a long time, he's lacked that foundation. How many are ready to deal with that? Revelation 16, 12 to 21 says it. Isaiah 28 says it. Concerning this idea about finding out that what men had was insufficient for a garment, what about Isaiah 28? Men didn't have what was necessary to discern line upon line, precept upon precept. Didn't have the foundation. Said it'd be a terror, a vexation for many to understand the report. The cloth is too short. The warp is weak. Some texts say insufficient for a garment. It says too short for a man to wrap himself up in it. How about to clothe himself in it? It means that what men had called sufficient, that it might be perceived that they were more than just fleshly men, when it's discerned that what they had called doctrine had not truly been that line upon line, precept upon precept, robe of righteousness, cloth of righteousness, that pure, perfect doctrine where every thread of truth interlaces every other, reinforces every other. It would be found, my brothers and sisters, they folks have a lot of snags in their arguments. And my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Whatever it is that anything men have believed will be found unstable, my brothers and sisters, their arguments to say that they are godly, shall be ripped to shreds. You need to really understand Isaiah 41st chapter where it says, Messiah will come forth to the rulers and say, bring forth your strong arguments and show that you are godly men. And they will be exposed, the scripture says, as abominations, because they won't be able to declare fully what was declared from the beginning and what is according to the beginning. What was declared in the beginning is the eventuality, because it will be found their doctrines were not true to it from beginning to end. Under this eternality that we say we seek to claim. But are your rulers willing to tell you that? Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that it's become quite evident to me that from top to bottom, political, socially, and religiously, rulers prideful after their own authority, after what they feel the people have been snowed to believe. From top to bottom, my brothers and sisters, well, I'll tell you right now, proven treacherous, proven hypocritical. And those who know the truth, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you right now, are well beyond the doctrines that are taught in these institutions that keep you in the darkness that they call churches. The people who understand, my brothers and sisters, realize what the scriptures mean. I said, beheld, there was no intercessor. They know what that scripture means, and they who wait for him, Messiah, shall renew their strength, because it means that they have to see beyond all the kings and princes and rulers of the earth. Scripture says, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time till Messiah comes and reveals the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall the men not know how to serve Yah. Do you really think, again, my brothers and sisters, it is lawful that we have all these differences of opinion among us? You think it's lawful that they didn't tell you that Messiah comes to expose the rulers in all their foolishness? Because, quite frankly, he would not have said, go forth and baptize the nations and teach them if the people among the nations and their rulers had not been fools. Realize, my brothers and sisters, when I say fools, it was considered of old foolish to believe in any doctrine that claims to bring forth salvation, but being incomplete and perverted in any way, cannot. Do I need to repeat that? It was considered the work of folly, vanity, for any man to follow after any rulership, leadership, guidance, whatever you want to call it, that being not wholly true to the Spirit, less than diligent, in some way neglectful, in some way self-righteous or selfishly ambitious, that being blinded, men follow, but never in attaining unto righteousness. What's scripture say? They had the law, but did not seek it by faith. Therefore, they did not attain unto righteousness. They had the law, but did not seek it by faith, knowing that there is a righteousness beyond all the rulers. Therefore, scripture says they didn't attain the righteousness. Think about what it means. It says Messiah is the end. How about this, my brothers and sisters? Trust in the misrepresentatives and the liars, those who teach flawed standards, for those who believe in him. Remember, scripture says, though you believe in him as the begotten Son, him as the teacher. He gave them power to become sons of Yah. I didn't say any more, subject to the rulers. I didn't say any more, my brothers and sisters, subject to the lies of a world divided. It says, not after the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but born of Yah. How about led by his Spirit? What did he tell Nicodemus? He said, you must be born again, else you shall not see the king, see the kingdom of Yah. He was talking to a leader among the people. Are you a teacher in Israel, he asked, and you don't know these things? Hey, guess what? You need a greater teacher, teacher. Understand what he was saying. My brothers and sisters, how many understand that ancient Israel's priest was a puppet priesthood at that time? Rome had murdered a few centuries earlier all the priests. And what they left over, my brothers and sisters, was by and large a priesthood willing to compromise after the ideals of Rome. Not Yah, Rome. So much so that they said they had no king. Effectively saying they had no God, no standard, no controlling body of knowledge greater than Caesar. Messiah called it hypocrisy, my brothers and sisters. He said, beware the leaven, scribes and Pharisees. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, what you're saying again? Your righteousness must exceed. Your discernment of what the Most High intends must be beyond the multitude of contradictions that is the present rulership of this earth. Else, confused after Babylon, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. I can only tell you about someone I know, my brothers and sisters, that was diligently searching. I must admit myself, hey, Most High called me aside, I wasn't looking. He just introduced himself and told me a whole lot of secrets. But he told me it was because from the birth I was chosen, quite frankly, to tell you these things. Call me from the birth, my brothers and sisters. There's a lot I could tell you about that. My name, Edin Yah, my brothers and sisters, means he was a witness, a testifier, ultimately the word of Yah from the beginning. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that I know someone who was looking for the truth, went into some of everything, everything that was around. Hey, this city, you got a little everything. All different forms of so-called Christianity. People call themselves Muslim, Islamic, different forms. Hebrew Christian, Hebrew Israelite. Afrocentric. And I think some of you out there know what I'm talking about. Looking around a little everywhere. She looked around and said, wait a minute, everybody's saying something a little bit different. How do I know the truth? And she finally went to say, Father, if whoever you are, doesn't make any difference about what I've heard is orientation. He said, if you are all that I know you are, would you show yourself to me? Well, the person that I'm speaking of, my brothers and sisters, the person that I'm speaking of, I remember when I ran into them, and it wasn't long after we began to speak that I remember giving some information to. She finally looked at it, and she had a very exciting dream shortly thereafter. And when she told me about that dream, I knew something very miraculous had happened, because I had had the same dream that pulled me aside myself. I asked a question, my brothers and sisters, who understand the scripture says, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Who will believe his report, and whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? Who, my brothers and sisters, the outstretched arm of truth, reliable truth in the Most High, revealed? Who, my brothers and sisters? I can only tell you that to know what is the truth, to begin to discern what is the truth, and to know who speaks it, is a gift from Yah. If you don't hear from him to discern across beyond this myriad of misconceits, 45,000 denominations, and all these different types of teaching that you'll find in the so-called religion section of your library. If you don't have something, my brother and sister, to teach you beyond all these partialities and corruptions and impurities, you've been exploited. The Savior, my brothers and sisters, will deliver you from being exploited by those who have no intention to tell you the whole truth, and they don't know it, and hey, guess what? Don't have access. Because guess what? He said, if you love me, keep, preserve, maintain, defend. He means all that is his command, all that is his conscience, all that he revealed. And he said he would reveal himself even more to you. Now, those, my brothers and sisters, have already made oaths to maintain something far less than that in their pride and seeking to exploit you and profiteer off of you. Scripture didn't say that they would receive this higher revelation. Even if they got it or saw it, there's still a part of their nature and their plurality and their hypocrisy and their fear of it being exposed, or their own doctrines being exposed. There's something about them that they just will never really understand these things like they should be understood, and never would they understand these things to a dimension that they could tell them to you. With a truly discerning heart. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, there's a serious, serious need to understand, as I told you before, long before men used titles like Jesus Christ, even Yeshua HaMashiach, way back since the fall, my brothers and sisters, there are many titles that were used for Messiah long before he came 2,000 years ago. Yes, my brothers and sisters, way back since the garden, there are titles that are used for the Messiah that in their utmost form declares that all the layers of lies that men have told over the course of many nations and ages will be removed from the minds and hearts of the utmost faithful in his appearing. Your leaders didn't tell you that because guess what? They represent those lies. They, in fact, therefore, being the enemies of your against your discerning this fullness, have been enemies against peace. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they talked to the Messiah was the friend and champion and propagator of Babylon and all this confusion, rather than the destroyer of all the misconceits and lies upon which this Babylonish lying worldly system presently exists. But the scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, oh, I love those scriptures that are over like in Psalm 118. It says, better trust in Yah than to trust in princes. Better trust in Yah than to trust in men, because the pure, perfect cornerstone of truth, which all the rulers and the builders of the buildings and churches and temples and governments and capitals have built, that foundation that they all have refused and ignored to establish peace and salvation, that foundation must become the chief stone of the corner. And it means, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say in Revelation 16:12-21, that all these faulty foundations must fall. Please, my brothers and sisters, don't fall victim to the folly of those who simply tell you, because there are those among people call themselves Hebrew Israelite today. They say, well, we're all Hebrew Israelite because we keep the law, but they can teach all kind of varied doctrine in the Shabbats and feasts. The Most High says, I already told us, we won't accept any of these idle, short-sighted, vain, incomplete, partial words. That's in Isaiah 58:12-14. He said, anyone speaking an idle word, my brother and sister, he won't attain to the inheritance. Double-mindedness, short-sightedness, won't attain to the inheritance. But I heard a lot of people sit back among us and they sit back and say, all that matters is that we keep the law. My brothers and sisters, you have not kept the law of the Most High if you won't seek and discern all that Messiah said that he would bring back to mind in the time of his appearing, that we indeed be one. Remember I told you about Isaiah 40? It talks about someone who's going to cast out all these contentions. Why don't they tell you about that righteous one like the rising sun that cast out all the darkness?
90 seconds.
Why don't they tell you about the one called the Lord our righteous? And the scripture says, in his day Israel and Judah shall be saved. That means made one and brought back in the midst of all the nations. Why don't they tell you about that one called the root and offspring of David? That one whom the Most High must anoint, that in Isaiah 11 it says he comes a second time to gather his people to slay all those who uphold wicked, i.e. lawless doctrines, that all nations come to him, that the knowledge of Yah covers the earth, the waters cover the seas, that finally might be peace. Why didn't they tell you about, when the scriptures talk about the one called the branch of Zechariah 3:8-6:18, one called the branch is the word for sunrise, one who cast out all the darkness again. Why didn't they tell you Revelation 7:12, that one called the angels like the rising sun, having the seal of Yah, will only confirm those who confirm all the word, like it says at Acts 3:18-23. Why don't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that he has to come among men to reprove all unrighteousness and then to expose all unrighteousness because men would not hear him? Read Zephaniah 3, really closely, my brothers and sisters, concerning that one that speaks a word that does not fail, but the wicked, those who never had this orientation or expectation, knew not. My brothers and sisters, why didn't they tell you about that? This has been Eddie Miav, Covenant of Remembrance and Ministries. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. You need to check out these things and ask your pastors. Ask Yah. For until, my brothers and sisters, all these things are made clear, man has a lot of growing to do. And I say again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And to his praise always, hallelujah! Thank you. thank you all again for listening, because you need to ask the Most High himself, because unless he tells you, I promise you really won't know.
You got